Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hello, everybody. We are here for another monthly review session. This time we are breaking down March of 2018. We're going to break it all down, tell you what's happening, what didn't happen, why things happened, and what things mean. Super fun and sexy. We actually were able to fill out all of our worksheets with our brand new members inside Goal Crusher Club, and that's where we broke everything down and let you guys also break everything down for your months and plan ahead so you can check in and get more shit done. And if you want to be a part of that next month, you need to head right now to goalcrusherclub.com and get in on that action.
Yeah. So let's talk about March.
Marchy, marchy, march.
For those of you who listen to our January and February review, you will notice that we did that review really late. And so because of that, we did not set goals for March, which is a bit odd for us, but I want to give you a little bit of background. At the end of last year, we sat down and we looked at our year and said, these are the things we want to do. And you guys have seen us pivot before. You've seen us take information, digest it quickly, and make changes. Well, more so than ever, we had a plan, and it was to automate Trello for Business on a funnel. Okay. That was the plan at the end of the year. Beginning of the year, we hired a coach, which we've talked about previously,
who we love.
And she basically told us to change our whole plan.
Not do that and do something else instead. And we're like, whatever you say, master. She's so smart.
She is really smart, and she's done a lot for us. So we changed our plan really quickly, and in the course of 2 months, instead of focusing on Trello, focused on setting up automations for our signature program, Strategy Academy. And over the last 30 days or so, we've been in yet another transition, not away from that, but we had transitioned into a new email service provider,
which we're still not going to tell you about because it's going to be its own episode. So you just keep holding on to your butts for that one.
Well, but we transferred, and then we transferred again.
And then we did it one more time because we were like, this was such a fun headache the first time. Do we want to actually just do it all again? And we're like, yeah, that sounds great.
So our goals were to not run out of money, which sounds ridiculous, but not run out of money.
It's expensive. Life is expensive. Things are expensive. I want to go back to the days where we like literally cut every dollar in half and gave half to you and half to me. Those were fun days.
Yeah, that didn't happen in March.
No, it did not.
So we had a little bit of a, I'm not going to get too knee deep into it, but cash flow issue in relation to launching. And it actually made us put major brakes on some of our plans. So we were doing ads for an affiliate webinar, and then we immediately turned around and did ads for an automated webinar, which we had never done before, sort of automated. We did it live.
Yeah, it's called a hybrid evergreen live. So the actual webinar is legit live. Like we showed up, we're live. But getting people to it was to cold traffic. So that those were the ads. Then you came and we were live, but everything after the fact was already in a funnel that was set up, beautiful emails, everything done, skis.
So our conversion rates / typical ROI did not match, which we weren't expecting it to necessarily, but it did not match what we were anticipating.
No, I'm going to straight up say I was 100% expecting it to match. Like I won't even pretend like I did not have crazy high expectations, because when you guys get like a 10x launch and then you do a 10x launch again and then you do a 10x launch again, you just expect that that's the norm for your business and audience.
So let's just say, and then we don't have the final numbers back, but I was scared for the first time ever we were going to spend more on ads than we actually made on a launch. Now, yeah. I don't think that was true, but here's what happened. We had taken so much money out of our business at the end of last year that we were not ready to, and apparently I didn't know this, but we just weren't ready to spend this much on ads unless we had an immediate ROI. Mm-hmm. And our affiliate, we doubled our money, but we have to wait 31 days for payout. And so we're fine. Like we're totally fine, but we have money sitting on a credit card based on sales that we don't get money for 31 days. So technically fine,
right?
But mind-blowingly nerve-wracking.
Anxious-inducing bullshit.
Like I literally put our whole company on a spending freeze.
Yes, yes. I was like yelling at everybody like, cut it! Stop it! Can we cancel everything?
Like, it was, for the first time ever, I was legitimately scared that this could fall apart.
That was a scary place to be. And so it's funny talking about this because this is something we've heard before, right? Of other entrepreneurs in our circle, people we know, people who are, you know, have been in business a tad bit longer. Like, I feel like everyone goes through this phase of, oh, almost lost everything in the business, which is not what happened at all. Like,
no.
That was far from what happened, but it feels like that. It feels like that's just around the corner. And like, oh my God, I just need to shut down. It's like costing so much to even keep the doors open and yada, 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 right? And we don't even have actual doors to keep open. Like, it's all digital space, but the overhead is getting to be so ridiculously expensive. And so I think it's funny. We're not necessarily on the complete other side of it
no.
yet. Like we're still like figuring some stuff out and getting there, but I'm breathing a little bit easier of like, okay, I know a significant amount of people who have been in this position before and have made it through. And I'm glad we have some smart people in our corner, like Parker and like our coach and like a couple of smaller masterminds that we're in who can kind of be the sounding board for us.
I eat tacos off a ledge.
Like, oh, I'm quitting. I'm done.
No, we didn't have that conversation, but
no, not
internally
at all.
There was major panic happening. In fact, my period was a whole week late.
Oh, that's the worst. So that tells you guys how stressed we were.
Anyway, side note.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so that being said,
what did we actually accomplish?
What did we do? Okay, we officially redecided on a new email service provider, which I will tell you guys soon enough. I am very confident. But the part I will share with you, if you guys listen to our episode where we shared our $15,000 mistake, part of that relationship with that team was them helping us change to a specific email service provider. And I put a lot of the stuff in air quotes of like, so they helped us do this. And then they moved this thing over because I'm still to this day finding mistakes that they made. And so when we decided to leave that platform and go to another one, I said, I don't care if I should or shouldn't be doing this. This is the only job I'm going to have until it's done. So I am manually moving things over, creating forms, creating tags, organizing the system, getting on live chat, scheduling support. I am the head chief officer of this transition, so it's done right. And I want you to hear that in the sense of, it's not me micromanaging. It's not me saying, well, I can't delegate. I'm the only one who can do it right. But we were just proved a big fat situation that did not work out. And like, here's an example that I just found out this week. I'm moving over our lead boxes to sync with a new email service provider instead of the old one. And so that means I need to, you know, be reattaching PDFs, or like if it's a 5-day sequence that they sign up for free, formatting those emails, et cetera, right? So one of our opt-ins is, and it's old, but it's an Instagram challenge. It's a 5-day Instagram challenge. You get 5 emails over the course of 5 days. And the old team had moved over only email 1. So anyone who has signed up for that 5-day challenge over the past 3 months has only gotten day 1. And that's something I would not have known for a while. Because when you have a team that's a supposed expert or pro at doing the thing that they say they're doing for you, you expect it to be done right. And that's such a minuscule thing for me to have to like go through and check that it's not even something anyone would have checked.
No.
And
the only way you would have known is literally if someone emailed and be like, I started this 5-day challenge. I never got day 2. And then we would have opened the thing and figured it out. But we would have had to wait for someone to complain. Yeah. And this is the first time I'm hearing it, and it's irritating me.
Yeah, there's a lot, and that's just one tiny detail. There's a lot Abby doesn't know that's been all messed up in there.
It's probably good I don't know.
I'm just swallowing it and drinking wine at night. Well, like,
for the first time ever, I also feel like we compartmentalize stress. Like, I took on the burden of the financial things going on, and you took on the burden of the email things, and I think we both decided to equally not tell the other person what was going on.
Yes, yes, which is 100% wise, because finance stress, that is my number one, like, this is the most ridiculous thing, and you know this is not true. None of this would ever happen, but here's what my brain wants to do. Literally pack a bag and move away and never talk to you again, ever, ever. Just like, I'm dead to the world. No one knows me. I disappeared, because it makes me that uncomfortable.
Let me just put to perspective how much it stresses her out. There was one time we were on a call with Parker and we were going over estimates for growth for our business. And Emily legit got out of her chair and laid on the floor. And like the meeting continued, like she just did the meeting from the floor.
I could talk about this for a while. I know where it stems from. Like, I get it. Food stamps and I walked out onto our porch one day when I was young and our car had been repossessed. And like, you know, I come from some financial turbulence in my background, and it has not been like remedied, dealt with, or whatever you want to call it. It stresses me out. So even this, like, I'm done talking about it.
So moving on. So the funny thing is, I think a week into March, Emily and I were on a call with our coach.
This is one of my, this is going to go as a highlight memory. It's like in my personal brain scrapbook of one of my favorite moments of all time at TCC.
So we were on a call.
And we were both in my office.
Yeah, we were both sitting next to each other on mute.
Which helps the magic. Yeah,
because it wouldn't have worked if she was like trying to communicate through the screen. But we were sitting next to each other. I don't even know what Caitlin said. No clue.
No clue
what she said. Emily looks at me like with this side eye and was like, what if we, and then just like word vomited all of these things. And I was like, what if we, and then word vomit. And then we were both like, this call needs to be over now. We have to plan this immediately.
Everyone shut up and leave.
And so we got off that call as quickly as possible. And Emily goes up to the whiteboard that's in her office, which is, I swear to you, like 5 feet by 4 feet. It's massive. And she just starts scribbling. Here's all the things we need to do. And like, it's very divided, like, and this doesn't normally happen. Normally it's like, this is the plan for the team. It was like, here's my plan. Blah, 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 blah. Here's the plan for this brand new thing we've never done before. And then she's like, hey, I think that should be your job while I deal with this other thing. And so I was like, okay, cool. And she didn't really give me any sort of timeline. But like 2 days later, I was like, by the way, the site's done and technically we could launch whenever. And so like we tweaked a few things and literally within 6 days of that call launched Goal Crusher Club.
And technically, I'll say that it's 4 days because 2 of those days were weekends.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't work on it.
We don't work on it. No.
So 4 days later, we launched a brand new offering. Y'all loved it. Got in. Got it started. We had our first call today. I'm pumped. Best side-eyed decision we made.
Side-eyed decision ever. Well, and here's the cool part. And I think this decision also deserves its own episode. But you guys, a lot of you are probably like, but wait, like y'all are about not chasing sparkly squirrels. But wait, like you just said your entire focus was on Strategy Academy. But wait, all these other things, right? This is the only time in history of TCC where we were able to quickly identify a spot we could fill in our audience, provide a need, without burning ourselves out and creating anything new. And it was only able to happen based off like the products that we currently have, the needs of our audience, us listening to what could help fill the need and quickly produce something. And so we'll break all of that down. I do think it deserves its own episode, but it was one of those no-brainer add-ons that is going to provide such immense value to our community and not burn us out. So that happened in March.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
So let's talk a little bit about areas in which we want to improve.
Okay, I could talk about this for 1,000 years as well. For the past couple of months, like even if it wasn't written down, I know that it's been talked about. We feel like we are really shitty leaders, like that we are not good.
Not for y'all.
No, for our team. Yes, let me clarify, please. Not for y'all. I could lead you to awesome stuff all day, every day. Literally, that's what I do. But when it comes to our team, we've had this weird lack of self-confidence, weird lack of direction, weird sense of we're doing everything wrong. We don't know what to expect. And I'm only able to come at it from this angle today because literally yesterday we met with one of our masterminds and they kind of like had some come to Jesus moments with us, I feel like. That were much needed.
I felt like I got kicked in the gut a little, like, in like I needed to hear it kind of way. Yeah. And what it really told me was despite all our best efforts, like this is not from lack of effort in this area. Like
trust.
We have been, I think last September, August even, we identified it as an issue and it's actively mm-hmm. been coming up over and over and over again. And we've been actively making changes. But despite all of that, they're like, well, have you tried this? Have you specifically outlined people's roles and like communicated properly? And like, I'm not going to get into all of it, but despite trying really mm-hmm. hard, and I think part of the mm-hmm. problem is like, I worked in corporate, but that was like 3 years ago. And Emily never had like a quote, real job.
Ever.
And so she never managed anyone other than in a cupcake shop.
Yeah, I've managed people, but it's like low level, like bakery in a grocery store right. kind of thing, which is a whole different.
I never like managed people in this way. So being a...
Well, and we don't have a boss. We've yes. always had a yes. boss. Even if I've managed someone, I report to someone. Right. I don't report to anyone. Like, we report to each other, but it doesn't feel like a hierarchy. Like, it's so it's there's
flat.
No like.
Like, we're not.
It's flat.
Which is fine. Like, that's cool. Mostly means I don't get in trouble.
Yeah, neither one of us could be the boss of the other person. Trust me. That is not a thing.
But we do talk collectively about how we could improve, which is why we're having this conversation. But. We have plans to continue that into April.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the cool things that's happening into April is we're going to be speaking at a summit for She Did It Her Way at the end of April in Chicago. And we took a couple extra days on that trip to just spend some time together and in Chicago and whatever. And so we are going to like find the prettiest room in the hotel and get some room service. And put on our bathrobes. I'm like picturing it now. And strategize the shit out of our life.
Can we wear matching fuzzy slippers?
Absolutely. I think we need to get like gel eye mask and like put our hair up in a towel and do like paraffin feet soaks and get our fuzzy socks. We need new socks for this event, is what I'm saying. And they need to put two robes in the room.
And like clay masks, or yeah. even better, the yeah. sheet ones, because you look so ridiculous. We can't take the other person seriously. I have them
yes.
because I organized my bathroom. I actually have a whole tub of them.
I saw that look so good. Oh, bring them, girl. Oh, guys, we will story this session.
It's going to be so good. Okay, so more improvements.
So basically from that session, we're just going to be the best leaders and bosses and CEOs.
It's probably going to end up being like a bitch session with 20 minutes of planning.
And crying. I feel like crying is going to happen.
Lord. Okay, well, especially if we invite Steph.
Oh, wait, she has to be in the room. She's the only one who knows how to be a good, like, leader.
It'll just be a therapy session. You and I laying with our, anyway. Okay. Yeah. I'm done moving. Yeah. I'm moving on.
Well, okay. I have one thing I want to say and then we can move on. The thing that our friends helped us see, they called us out on the BS line. We were telling ourselves that we weren't good leaders. And instead, we literally were just not providing the right tools for our people to succeed. And that doesn't mean you're a bad leader. Like, we're actively trying to figure out how to do better. But we were trying to figure out how to do better on things that didn't really matter and ignoring the things that could make a huge difference. And so I'm glad for that reframe. And we're going to focus on that going forward. And I hope that that shows bigger change.
Totally.
Totes, my goats.
All right, so what's next? Another area to improve upon, and it's not really that it's a lack of, but just like being mindful because of all the giant, like, oh, I can't imagine spending another dollar on ads right now. And hiccups with the email marketing system we're on, like literally it was like full on dead halt in the sand. We're not going anywhere until we fix these things, which is fine. But we need to have check-ins regularly to make sure we have a plan and don't end up in the same place where we decide, okay, in 2 weeks, we're going to do all of these things because we're really good at waiting until the last minute and making decisions. So I'm going to request on a weekly basis, Emily and I check in with each other. Do we start planning now? Do we start planning now?
And it's literally just, are we ready to decide?
Because right now we're not.
Yes, no. No. Right now it's a hard no. But next week, maybe.
Maybe.
All right. Okay, so for our quarterly goal check-in, like Abby said, everything changed. And since everything changed, we have not made a new plan. And so part of our check-in is make the new freaking plan. And that's what's going to happen at our spa strategy session. So we'll have more alignment with are the things that we're putting attention on actually going to help move us forward to reach our goals. Because right now I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Well, and I've said this maybe not on the podcast, but definitely to Emily, that I feel like my goals and my vision for TCC is rather short-sighted and that I am having a really hard time seeing anywhere down the line. And it's not for lack of, oh, TCC is going away, or, oh, I'm not going to work here anymore, or what? No, like, it's nothing like that. It's like the where it could go or where it could lead feels really open, but almost so open that I have no vision for it. So we need to work on that. Emily and I need to know in the next 5 years,
where is this train headed?
Like, because right now it's just moving.
It's just going chug, gut, like that. Not even like a fast motion. Just a sluggy chuggy.
Sluggy chuggy. Oh my God.
Hey, here's some cool news. I did want to share this data with you guys. I want to hear the vibrations worldwide of your collective snaps to the fact that we finally reached over 4,000 downloads for this podcast.
Episodes per episode.
So what is that times 12? Let me just do the exact math so I can blow your mind, because this is math I know how to do. So let me do it, okay?
Okay, I'll let you.
Almost 50,000 downloads a month.
Whoop, whoop.
So that's for y'all, if you're still listening to this shit show, that's because of you. So I will take another second and say, why don't we have 4,000 reviews?
I'm sorry, that shouldn't have been that funny, but it was.
So take a moment. I know it's complicated because iTunes sucks and it doesn't make it easy to leave a review, and you have to legit go open iTunes, which none of you have opened iTunes since like 2007. So like, I get it. But if you can please, I beg of you, open it. Dust off that old iTunes app and click it and let it bounce while it loads. Then find our podcast and click on it. Click on review. leave us 5 stars. And if you are extra kind,
just slip that in there.
If you're extra kind, write some kind words.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't like this noise, I don't know why you're listening, but definitely don't make the effort to go say mean things, because it's not easy to get a labor review. So don't be that person.
No.
Only accepting 5-star reviews, please and thank you.
You can also go to the podcast app on your iPhone and follow the same steps. You actually have to search for it. So even if you're subscribed, you can't click on the podcast and leave a review. You have to search for it.
Because why would they make it easy? Like, I want you to look at your iPhone and think, what would be the hardest, most difficult way for me to accomplish this task that they want me to do? And that's how you have to do it.
Well, the interesting thing is, that's not the Apple way. So I feel like an outside team had to have designed that feature.
I will tell you right now, an outside team named Mr. PC designed the latest podcast app, Apple. It is so dumb. It is so not user-friendly. The old version, when it came on my phone, I was like, how do I get that back? It's so bad. Sorry, that's just my
2 cents there.
That's my rant. And now listen to this ad from Apple.
Hashtag no ad.
Reverse psychology.
So we're not going to go over a ton of very specific numbers, but I do want to touch on 3 numbers that mean something to me. Trello.
So I don't know why that was funny.
I don't know either.
These 3 numbers mean something to me.
They do. Numbers are sexy. Get over it.
Except for when you have negative numbers, they're not sexy.
We're not going over negative numbers. She doesn't even know what I'm going to say, which is why she needs to shush.
No, I know. I know.
Okay. So Trello nearly doubled over last month in sales, which also makes me wonder, what did we do in February? Because I feel like this month or March was actually more normal, like regular sales.
What did we do in February? We had a webinar in February, and it's whenever we are promoting anything.
They go down.
Trello sales. Yeah.
Dip. Okay. Well, nonetheless, our teachable numbers are in. They are down over last month, but they are double over last year. And we hit $23,729.
What?
So I'm excited to see what the final numbers are. We haven't met with Parker or his team, so we do not know final numbers for March. But here's what I do know. In February, Strategy Academy.
Oh, yeah. This is a baller number.
60% of our revenue.
From February.
Was from Strategy Academy.
Wowza.
Wowza. Now, I did have one more number, and I realized that makes it 4 instead of 3. And I'm not sure where I was going with it. Any ideas?
You want to share a conversion? Because that's a cool number.
We can. That's not where I was going with it, but sure. What's our conversion rate for our email list to students, to paid students?
Yeah, let me get it exactly, but it's like 15 something.
I think it's more than that.
It's 15.7.
15.7% of our subscribers have bought something.
Guys, that's good. That's not good. That's gravy.
Yeah. I am very, 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 very proud of that. Mm-hmm. Now, I have no idea what I was about to tell you. And it was,
I don't either.
It was likely epic.
It was high chance of blowing your mind.
But I don't know what it was. So
that's all right.
Is there anything else we want to talk about in regards to March?
Do you want to share our affirmation for April?
Yes. Realign. You know why? Because our yearly goals say nothing about what we are actually doing inside this business.
You know why? Because all this is just a big joke right now. We have no plan, no track.
No, it's not for lack of plan. It's so focused. We haven't had time to plan
anything else but what we're doing.
Right. Which is still not a good excuse. Don't do it.
No, No, don't do it. But it is the plight of every business owner. So I will hopefully like speak in solidarity for a lot of you. When we actively made the decision to, you know, change email service providers, beef up our systems, set some, you know, processes and XYZ, all that stuff. The main reason why everyone doesn't do that is because it takes time away from making money with the hopes that it's going to be easier to make money once they're all done, right? Or you're going to make more of it. And we are still in the setting it all up stage. Like it's lasted way longer than it should have because of a lot of different factors. But I hear you. Like when you guys are trying to find the time to set these things up, it's really difficult. And it might lower your revenue for a minute, but I'm still in the camp that it's going to be worth it. We haven't seen it yet, but it's just around the corner. It gets harder before it gets easier, right? Isn't that what they always say? Is that how the saying goes?
Success is harder than failure? I don't know.
Things suck before they don't suck.
Okay, I think
Maya Angelou said that.
Angelou? That is not how you say her name. Emily needs wine.
I gotta go pick up my kid.
Okay. I remembered what I was gonna say.
Oh, I'm surprised.
So you know how we decided to launch Goal Crusher Club in the matter of we're going to go with 4 days, 4 business mm-hmm. days, maybe even mm-hmm. less than that because we don't work on Monday. It literally might have been 3. Anyway, guess how many members were up to, people?
Pause for audience submissions.
50.
50.
Actually, I think it's 51, but I'm stoked. Like, and I know that's so funny and goofy because I remember when we launched Trello for the first time, it was like, let's get to 100. Let's get to 200. And you just have to pick a goal and like strive towards it. So right now it seems small, especially in regards to our overall business goals. Like having 50 people in there equates to somewhere around 1500 in reoccurring revenue a month with the zero churn.
Right, which is not going to maintain.
A. B.
Or maybe it will because everyone's just like into it.
With our goal of $1 million this year, that's like...
every little bit else.
That's like 1% or really close to it of what we need on in a month. So, I mean, it's actually more than that. But let me do the actual math. This is rough, but 1.8%.
Percent. Hey, that's almost 2%. Solid.
But it's more like 1% of what we actually want, which is 100,000 a month. And keep in mind, quarter one is over and we didn't hit our goal.
keep in mind, we have a lot of making up to do.
So, all that being said, we're real people too. Even when we have lofty goals, like we don't always hit them. And sometimes we change course in the middle of the month on a random call with your coach. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
You just gotta live and let be. That's what they say.
Right?
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.